Welcome into the Locked On Reds podcast on a Friday. I'm James Rapine. Great to be with you. You'll hear from Reds general manager Dick Williams on all things firing Brian Price in just a few minutes. I'm on Twitter at James Rapine, at Locked On Reds. There's a lot right now at LockedOnReds.com, and you should check it out. Every single podcast posted at LockedOnReds.com. And Jeff Gilbert on firing Brian Price. What's next for the Reds? He writes about it. He includes tweets. He includes reaction. And it's worth your time at LockedOnReds.com. I also tweeted it out. And by the way, if you're new to the podcast, it's simple. We give you your daily Reds fix. I'm James Rapine. I work for ESPN 1530 and 700 WLW in Cincinnati. And we give you your Reds fix. And right now, the fix has been crappy. We do it daily, but 3-15, it's been awful. It's been awful, awful, awful. And Dick Williams was on a conference call yesterday that I was on. And here's Dick Williams, the Reds general manager, on why the Reds made the change now.
You know, we've gotten off to a start that is very disappointing. And it's apparent to us organizationally that, you know, a change had to happen in order to begin the process of getting this team back on track. You know, we felt like we had to act now, and we couldn't afford to wait. I know it seems early in the year to some people, and it certainly is early in the regular season. But, you know, we've been thinking about the 2018 season since the day the 2017 season ended, and we had all off season together to prepare. We were out in Arizona for 6 weeks. You know, we feel like we're well into the 2018 season, and you know, we've had a lot of chances to observe this group together and to see them get off to the kind of start that we had hoped, and it's not there. So we felt like now was the right time to do something about it.
My natural reaction to that, and I think yours would be too, or a question that a lot of fans had is, well, if that's the case and you move on from him after 18 games, then did the organization make a mistake by bringing him back? I say yes. Dick says no.
That, all I can control is how the organization feels today. We made the decision to bring Brian back last year. We made it earlier in the season because we wanted him to have, you know, be able to operate the rest of the season last year with a longer-term view. And I think that benefited this organization in the second half of last year with Brian not having to manage, day-to-day, not knowing what his situation was. It enabled us to go into the offseason with a lot of continuity and prepare for this year. Unfortunately, the results aren't there in the early part of the season, and the organizational decision was made that we had to act proactively to try to give these guys the best chance to win this year and take advantage of their talent. And so, you know, I think we made the right decision at the time last year, and none of us wanted to be in this position, you know, this early in the season, but we felt it was important to take action.
That's Dick Williams. And I get it. You don't want to look back, no regrets, all that stuff. In my mind, though, you make a decision like that after 18 games, and it's kind of crazy. Buster Olney, ESPN's Buster Olney, on that in a bit. But I want you to get the full fix of Dick Williams, what he said on his conference call, and let's get to more of that, because there's a lot there, and including his conversation when he broke the news to Brian Price. Here is what Dick had to say about meeting with Price, how that conversation went, and what he said to Brian and vice versa.
Walt's on the trip with me. He was traveling with us, so he and I met with Brian and Mac last night. And I, you know, I think it's important to say that, you know, on behalf of the organization, we expressed our gratitude for what these guys have done. These are really good people, good baseball guys. Mac with a real long career with the Reds. Brian with a long career as well, and they've given a lot to this organization, and they've been with us through some lean years. And so we had a very good discussion with them, and thanked them for everything they've done, their contributions here. And both were, handled it like professionals, the way you would expect. They were good in the meetings.
Did anything happen in Milwaukee that forced this?
This is the culmination of a lot of things. It was not a reaction to anyone. specific incident. This is, this is something that's come about because of the situation we find ourselves in, which is a product of a lot of different things. And we felt like we had to be proactive and begin the process of fixing what needs to get fixed.
The natural segue here is now, how did we get here as Reds fans, as the Reds organization? How did it get here where 18 games in, they decide to move on from their manager? And I think it has to do with, so far, a failed rebuild. I don't think you can make any bones about it. The rebuild has failed. It's been a failure thus far. Here's Dick Williams on how much blame should fall on his shoulders.
I think we all need to take our share of the blame in this. This is an organizational disappointment, and we certainly nobody here feels that Brian or Mac is a scapegoat for what happened. It's just that is a first step in a process of making this right and trying our best to fix things. And I think the players, the coaches, the front office, we all have to look at our performance, look at our mistakes, learn from them, get better. But I certainly accept responsibility for, the decisions that have been made in the front office that haven't worked. I think the coaches need to, look at themselves and see what they can do to get more out of these players. And I think, the players need to look at themselves. We all take ownership in this.
What's next for the Reds? Well, Dick Williams says he's focused on the now.
We're going to hit the ground running tomorrow with Jim and in place and a couple new members of the staff. And we're very focused on creating a sense of urgency for these guys to perform now. We talk about rebuilding and there's things going on away from the field and in the farm system and investments in the franchise that are part of that rebuilding process. But when guys show up for work every day, they need to have a sense of urgency to win that day. They need to take care of the details on the field. They need to play hard and they need to play the game smart. They need to play it right. That we can control, and we need to get, we need to get this team playing that way because we know they have the ability to do it. And so that is a short-term, immediate focus.
That's Reds general manager Dick Williams. He was on a conference call yesterday, and I felt like those five cuts were important to giving you a picture, giving you an idea of the mindset of the Reds. And as we do that on the Locked On Reds podcast, we aren't done, because you're going to hear from interim manager Jim Riggleman on today's podcast, as well as ESPN's Buster Olney. Let's do that now, actually. Let's hear from ESPN's Buster Olney. And he was talking, and this is a really interesting conversation, with Tim Kirkchin. Here's Buster Olney on the Reds deciding to move on from Price.
The Cincinnati Reds, pick number 5, because they've been going through this rebuilding tanking period. And this morning, they announced that manager Brian Price has been fired. We are less than 3 weeks into the season. He was fired along with pitching coach Mac Jenkins. Jim Riggleman will serve as the interim manager for the Reds. I've been talking about this in the last week when I saw a lot of speculation in Cincinnati about whether or not Brian would get fired. It's crazy. Like, it's absurd that you would fire your manager this early in the season. And to me, it has all the, and I don't know what the impetus was behind it, but it has all the earmarks of an owner who's unhappy with how the team is performing at the outset of this year. And there's no doubt they've been terrible, 3-15 with a minus 46 run differential. That's not Brian Price's fault, Keith.
First of all, I totally agree. This seems highly overreactive. I don't think you can fire a manager in April and it be anything but overreactive, right? What is different today versus 18 games ago, right? This is the same guy. He's been the manager there for a couple of years now. So it's not like we suddenly, 4 years, right? It's not like we suddenly learned something new about him that we didn't know before. And the thing I come back to also is the team's got a 5.5 ERA so far this season and a .299 team on base. What part of that is Brian Price's fault? That's the thing that I always come back to with manager firings. Like, he's not the one pitching. He's not the one failing to get on base. He didn't put the roster together. How do you pin any of this on him? It seems like window dressing to cover the fact that, look, the roster, it's a rebuilding roster. They're not very good at this point. And so, all right, well, we're going to make it look like we're doing something. It's the old you can't fire the players. And in particular, the Reds have a very good farm system, but a lot of these guys either aren't ready yet or just haven't turned the corner yet in the big leagues. And I think that's particularly true on the pitching staff. I don't see how you can fire Price with a straight face and make it seem like anything is going to be better now that he's no longer the manager.
It's interesting. It's how I kind of felt. They called it ridiculous. I feel the same way. With that being said, it sounds like this was inevitable. It feels like it was inevitable. It's something Jeff wrote about, like I said, at LockedOnReds.com. What does it mean now for the Reds? What does it mean for Jim Riggleman? What does it mean for the future of this franchise? Well, Jim Riggleman talked on the conference call as well. Here's Jim on what it means to him on being named interim manager of the Reds.
Under the circumstances, it's not the circumstances that anybody wants to get the job under. You know, Brian Price, a great man, a great friend, and I'm concerned about Brian. The opportunity to manage, it's something that I love to do. I've always, taken on that challenge with various clubs, and it's a passion for me. I look forward to it, but this is not the circumstances that you want it to happen in. As Dick said, the responsibility of Brian not being here falls on all of us, the coaches, which I was one of, and everybody involved. It kind of signifies that we weren't getting it done, so let's now just move on, and I happen to be the voice that the players will be hearing from, but I just look forward to moving forward.
Obviously, you heard Dick Williams a few minutes ago, and he said the time to win is now. They're focused on the now. Here's Jim on what he can bring to the team the rest of the year.
I think, just try to see if we can win some ball games. As simple as that, we feel like we've got talent out there. Just keep expressing to the coaches and to the players that we're going to get this thing turned around. Just be positive and see if we can focus on details. I'm not a pitching person. I'm certainly not a hitting coach. I will just try to stress the details of the game, which is the message that Brian was trying to do. That's what we were trying to get across, but we've just got to find a way with the coaches, myself, to really put an exclamation point on the details of the game. The hitting and the pitching, the two biggest areas of the game, they have to take care of themselves, but we as coaches and the managers can really try to pick up a win here and there with maybe some things that we stress pregame that hopefully will carry into the game and help us win a few.
That's Reds interim manager Jim Riggleman. Help us win a few. A few would be more, well, than they've won so far. The 3-15 Reds, they take on a three-game, well, they're getting ready in St. Louis right now, three-game series against the Cardinals. Brandon Finnegan on the mound for the Reds tonight. And look, that's big. If this is going to change, if this season's going to get better, Finnegan's going to be a big part of that. So we'll see what happens. That game, 8:15 Eastern time, and he goes up against Michael Wacha. That's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough one for the Reds there. They're also going to get Carlos Martinez again in this series. Look, this team, this Red squad, I'm not going to be shocked if they drop three straight to the Cardinals again. The Cardinals are 10-8. They need to win games. They're going up against a Reds team that is reeling. That being said, can they get one? I hope so. I will be content with one if the Reds can get a win between now and Monday when we do the Locked On Reds podcast on Monday. I'm James Rapine. Thank you so much for listening today. I know I didn't talk a lot. It was a lot of Dick Williams, a little bit of Buster Olney, and a little bit of Jim Riggleman, but I felt like all of that was necessary. And that's what you get here with Locked On Reds. You're going to get the necessary info. You're not going to have to listen to me talk about crazy stuff or just go on and on and on about the Reds. I'm going to get you the information you need, try to do it in 20 minutes or less, and hopefully when we do this Monday, which we do it every Monday through Friday, we're talking about a team that has more wins than it has right now. On Twitter, at James Erpine. Make sure you check out LockedOnReds.com. Also, tweet us at LockedOnReds. There's a real funny thread on Twitter right now. And this is why you should follow Locked On Reds. We do fun stuff, including describing the Brian Price firing in GIFs or GIFs, however you want to say it. And it's hilarious. Your responses were great. I think we got like 40 responses. Check it out right now at Locked On Reds on Twitter. Until next time, have a great weekend. Hopefully the Reds, they get some W's. I'm James Erpine. Thank you for listening to the Locked On Reds podcast.